Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. You're listening to episode 126 of the Birth Worker Podcast, and it is Friday, which means I'm answering three of your biggest and best questions in 15 minutes-ish. I will try, but typically I go a little bit longer than that. If you're new to the podcast, don't forget to leave a rating and review for the show and hit subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. I am doing two episodes per week. One of them is either a guest interview or an amazing solo episode. And those are on Wednesdays. And then every Friday, I do these shorter episodes where I answer your questions. And for these Friday episodes, you can actually submit your questions. So you can go to birthbooker.com/ask and leave your question. And hey, you never know, I might just answer it next week on the podcast. And another reason I want you to go leave a rating and review is that I actually send little goodie gifts, little goodie envelopes to anyone who leaves a rating and review for the show. So wherever you're listening to this, go leave a rating and review, take a screenshot, and then just upload the screenshot to birthworker.com/review. And you'll give me your address too and your information. And that way I will package up a little goodie bag and send it straight to your door. So if you have not done that already, this is your reminder to finally do that, because I want to give you some amazing little swag. All right, today on the podcast, I picked three questions that are actually very similar because there's going to be a theme here, and I don't really want to ruin it right away. I just want to say that this episode is really going to be talking about the biggest drivers of success as a doula. Now, when people look up to me as a successful doula and now just a really successful businesswoman in general, sometimes they think like, oh, she's so lucky she got there, or she had lucky timing, or she must work really hard and work her butt off, or like all of these things that definitely have like pieces of truth to them, but they're not the number one thing. So when I thought about it, and I've thought about this quite a bit, when I think about the biggest drivers to success for all doulas, but then also like for me, what helped me find success so fast, what helped me continue to snowball my business to seven figures, what helped me really just build an amazing brand as well, I have to tell you that it's the people. It's the people that I surround myself with. It's community. It's relationships. And so the goal really here of this episode is to help you understand that you don't have to do it all alone. And to be honest, you shouldn't do it all alone, because you're not going to get the best results if you do it all alone. And then also, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? There's other people out there that you can become friends with and tap into. You do not have to like build everything in your world from scratch, and you really shouldn't have to. You just maybe need to find some people who've done what you want to do and become their friends, and find other people who are trying to do what you want to do and become their friends. And with that community, I swear success will find you. So the first question that someone asked me today was, Kylie, who's your longest standing client that you're still in touch with? And I don't even know if this person would consider themselves my client, because I never attended their birth. But the person is Amanda Hopkins, and her Instagram handle is Build Your Birth. And I'm going to tag her in the show notes. Amanda and I actually started following each other on Instagram because we both lived in the Naples-Fort Myers area. And we started following each other before we both had children, and before I became a doula, before I conceived, which is wild. Which we're talking like probably 6 years ago at this point, which is so cool. And Amanda and I followed each other because we were both doing like weightlifting and exercise, and she was doing CrossFit and stuff like that. And so that's how we followed each other. But not only did we become internet friends, she actually went on to take my birth course, Autonomous Birth Academy. So she hired me as like a birth coach. And later on, she actually joined our doula training program, which is so cool. And then even later on, I actually hired her as a coach within our doula training program when it first launched in 2022. Amanda is a pharmacist, but like her career is a pharmacist. And so she has a knack for reading studies and like enjoying reading studies and then being able to like break it down and make sure there's no bias, or at least like see the bias for what it is. And so that's why I hired Amanda to come in and coach in our program, to help people understand like what should my, if a doula is wondering like, what should I do if my client has, you know, high blood sugar, or what if they're preeclamptic, or, you know, what are the real risks and benefits of like eye ointment and circumcision, and like all of these conversations that doulas really should be prepared to have with their clients. Sometimes they feel really hard. So that's why I hired Amanda. That's why I love Amanda. We have been friends for 6 years or so. And she has really just been someone who has been there with me through the entirety of the growth of my business. So it's really cool how we have like a personal friendship, but also we do talk about birth because we're both obsessed with birth. And then also we do talk about business because we're both running businesses as well. So shout out to Amanda. You are amazing. Thank you for being my longest standing birthy friend / client. The next question is, hey, Kylie, who is the biggest celebrity or influencer that you've ever met? And tell me more of the story, is what they wanted to know. So for me, this is actually not someone I met in person, but I would actually say that the person that I want to talk about is Amy Porterfield. Amy Porterfield is someone who I mention every now and then on the podcast and really just in life in general, because Amy really was my first real mentor when it comes to growing this business. Yes, I had like doula mentors in the past, but you know, before I really started to go hard on my online business, but none of them like really left a mark where I'm like, oh, you mean the world to me, or you really impacted my life. That didn't really happen until I met Amy Porterfield. So I joined Amy Porterfield's courses in 2021. And I'll be honest, I didn't meet her for years. So Amy has like 50,000 students. She's actually been a guest on this podcast if you want to check out that episode. But I didn't actually like meet her until a lot later on. And I ended up meeting her when I interviewed her on my podcast. And then I was able to meet her again several times over Zoom just to have conversations about her, honestly, her business and how I can help give her insights based on like a student of hers who's actually like really succeeded. And we've had conversations about like, what do I think made me succeed? And some of her other students, you know, have a really hard time actually like launching courses and creating things. But the conversations with Amy Porterfield have been phenomenal, because what my favorite thing above all is that she is so humble. And being able to meet her and have conversations with her, you really just realize that like the big business owners, like the ones who make tens of millions of dollars per year and have dozens and dozens of employees, like they're such normal people. And I love being reminded of that. And I mean, I know that it's like a silly thing to say, but I also know that like I jump on calls with prospective students, like sales calls or discovery calls. I jump on calls like all of the time. And there are people who are like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I can't believe I'm seeing you. Like, I can't believe this is really you. And I think to myself, like, I'm literally just this like normal, boring mom. And so, yeah, it's cool for me to like get that like reality check when I talk to people like Amy, because I also have that I guess that like bias to look up to people like Amy and be like, oh my God, you're so cool. Like, I can't believe I'm talking to you. But in reality, she's just a normal person. So I absolutely love that. So she's, I would say, like the biggest like influencer, business owner that I have personally met. Now, this last question, we'll take it another step further, is, Kylie, who's your favorite account to follow and why? Now, if you guys have known me for even a second, you know that I'm such a birth nerd, but sometimes I look at birth and I'm like, birth is so easy to me. And so over the years, I've become a business nerd as well. And business I don't see as very easy. Birth is very, to me, this is very much to me, birth is very like, do nothing and it's going to happen, right? Like, get out of your own way. Business is not like that, because I promise you, with business, if you do nothing, you are not going to find success. And so when it comes to me like diving into content and consuming it and following people, I'm following a lot more business accounts than birth accounts. Again, because to me, like, birth is just so simple. Like, what more needs to be said sometimes is how I feel about birth. So when it comes to my favorite accounts to follow, really, there's three that I absolutely love. One of them is Rose Radford. And Rose Radford actually was a coach of mine basically all of 2023. And she helped me evergreen my programs. So what that means is that before I met Rose, I used to launch all of my programs. So our doula training program was like an open door, closed door type of thing, where the doors would be open every 6 months for 10 days. And I would do a cohort. And then if you wanted to join, you'd have to wait 6 months. Rose helped me take that and turn it into something where people could actually join every single day. And she helped me set up the systems and the ads and make the offer better and my team and all of those things. So Rose not only is one of my favorite accounts to follow, but also a friend and mentor of mine. Rose has been absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to link her. I'm going to link all of these people in the show notes. The next person that I love to follow, and I literally consume everything she puts out, is Emily Hirsch, she's actually my current coach. So I'm in her mastermind right now. So I'll be with her for the next like 6 months or so. Emily Hirsch has a podcast called Not for Lazy Marketers. And then she also is on Instagram. One of the things I love about Emily is that she's one of those people who has like 20 employees and the big, you know, million, $10 million business. But she is not like a hustler. She is like, she's got like a hustler vibe to her, but she's also like so feminine and so flowy, and she's had natural births, and she loves meditation and breath work and energy and all of those things. So that's one of the reasons I absolutely love her. But I also love just her grit and her love for marketing, because I, like you guys know, I'm such a marketing nerd. So Emily is great, turning into a friend. I get to meet her in Austin. I get to go to her city and meet her in May, which is going to be really, really fun. And the last account that I really consume everything that they post is someone named Alex Hormozi. Alex has books, a YouTube channel. They post TikTok shorts all of the time, podcast. Absolutely love really everything that he puts out. So Alex puts out multiple podcasts every single week, and you better believe I am listening to every single one. And most nights I'm falling asleep listening to it, because his voice is really nice to fall asleep to as well. Alex is obviously not a birth worker. He is a man, and he is in the fitness industry. And if you know him, you're laughing at this, because he is very obviously not a birth worker. He's a total bro. But one of the reasons I love Alex too is his like no bullshit take to business and marketing. He has grown several like multi-million dollar businesses, like hundreds of millions of dollars. And right now he is pretty much an investor. So he is joining other people in their businesses to grow their businesses to hundreds of millions of dollars. And again, one of the things I love about Alex is just his no bullshit take, but also he just takes like all emotion out of it and makes it very like dry and very black and white, which I absolutely love. My personality is more just like, tell me what to do and I'll do it, rather than like talk to me for 5 hours and like give me all of these things and give me all the emotion and give me all the what ifs. I'm like, no, just like in one sentence, tell me what to do and I'll do it. And that's exactly what Alex Hormozi is like. So Rose Radford, Emily Hirsch, and Alex Hormozi are definitely the favorite accounts that I follow. I listen to their podcasts and follow them on social media and really just consume all of the content that they put out. Rose Radford and Alex both have books, and I have all of their books sitting on the bookshelf right beside me. But just to wrap it up, the reason that I wanted to talk about people today again is because people, my relationships with people, have been the thing that really grew my business to huge levels. And it started with those real life friendships on social media. That's what it started with. for me. I chose social media over in-person networking because I like to do things from home. And so if you love in-person networking, maybe for you, it starts with just those simple friendships in person. You know, go get coffee with moms, go get coffee with doulas. It's really going to change your life. And then also put yourself in the space with the other people as your mentors to get to where you want to go. So I love that I mention not only my friend Amanda, who I've known through all of this, that's that like meet friends, start connections, build a community, but also Amy Porterfield and Rose Radford and Emily Hirsch, because those are people where I am like paying my money to get into the room with them. And it has just benefited me so much to be able to learn from their mistakes and get their feedback in real time through coaching and really just put myself in the room with them, put myself in the room with people who are doing what I want to do. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, Kylie, 2024 is the year I'm ready to put myself in a room with people who are doing what I want to do, then I definitely want you to check out our Birthworker community. Our Birthworker community is not only a membership that you can just join month after month. If you want to do the monthly membership, you could also grab the annual pass if you want. And inside of our community, we have over 300 current members, and we do multiple weekly coaching calls, self-development calls, business calls, birthwork calls. You get copywriting audits. You get a portal with some amazing goodies in the portal. And then of course, 300 people to use the collective and pick their brain and really just build that community. If you're just getting started, it's fantastic. But also if you've been doing this for years, even decades, you're going to fit right in because we have other people who have also been doing it for decades in our community. Now, if you want something a little bit more, if you're like, okay, Kylie, coaching is great. Picking your brain every week live on Zoom is great, but I need something a little bit more, then definitely check out our core programs. We have a doula training program, a childbirth educator training program, and then a really comprehensive business program for taking your doula business and systemizing your in-person business, but then also putting that doula business online, creating freebies, growing your email list, social media, websites, content, offers, workshops, all of that amazing good stuff. So if you join one of our core programs, you actually get access to our Birthworker community for an entire year for free. So go to birthworker.com, check it out, or send me a DM on Instagram and let's chat, because I cannot wait to meet you and hear all about your goals, but also coach you every step of the way as you go and hit them. All right, everyone. I will see you back here next week. Have a wonderful weekend.